Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Melanie Taylor. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on Sunday Magazine on Odyssey Radio. I'm honored again to be joined by Sarah Alessi-O'Shea. She is the Deputy Director at Pennsylvania Resources Council at PRC. I've talked to Sarah numerous times, but this morning we're going to talk about going green in the new year. And Sarah, you have a new, I should say, title. So congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm excited for the new role and moving forward with PRC.
That's great. So PRC and you, you've had a history. It's not that you're new to this, but exactly tell everybody who's listening this morning, it's a two-part question. One, what the deputy director does and what exactly PRC is.
Oh, that's great. So I'll frame it as, so what PRC is, we are a statewide environmental nonprofit. We have offices outside of Philly and here in Pittsburgh on the north side. Our main focus is waste reduction, resource conservation work. Our tagline is envisioning a Pennsylvania where nothing is wasted. So we focus on a lot of projects, services direct to the residents to try to assist them in reducing what they throw away pretty much. And as deputy director, I get to have the awesome job to support all of our great staff who is kind of out there on the ground doing the work, whether they're educating adults about backyard composting or, running a collection event for hazardous waste. My role now, instead of focus on one program, I get to kind of support staff in all different things, which makes it really interesting. And being an old timer at PRC in my 16th or whatever year, it's exciting to have a new outlook and a new role at PRC.
That's great. So absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations. And
thank
the website
you.
Is super easy, and I'll give it to you throughout the interview. It's prc.org, prc.org. I'll give the number, although I probably won't give the number as much as I will the website. The number is 412-488-7452, but it's prc.org. All right. So we're going to talk green habits in 2022. Looking ahead, hope for a better tomorrow, not only from the pandemic, but everything that we're going to get started to in 2022. We want it to be positive and happy. Mm-hmm. So maybe you, Sarah, can give us this morning some suggestions on some green habits. And I love talking to you about this, and I do this yearly. I really, honestly, I'm not just saying this. I learn something new every year. So go ahead. Aww.
Awesome. That's the kind of our whole focus yes, on thinking these eco-friendly habits. So obviously new year, a lot of people come up with resolutions and different things they want to do within the new year. And these are just kind of some suggestions. If you're not already doing them, to consider maybe pick one, maybe pick and try one a month, test them out. And hopefully, maybe one of these things that you test out become a daily thing that you start doing. And how awesome is that? And you're supporting, you're helping the local environment, and you're not having to go to the gym every day for your, so it should be a relatively easy kind of a resolution to make.
100%. I'm telling you. And I always say in the back of my head, I'm going to do this. I really need to do this. But PRC is actually suggesting 5 easy ways to create new green habits. Can you talk about each one of those this morning, Sarah?
Of course. The first one is simple. And a lot of people may already be doing it, but it's really just expanding your recycling efforts. So most people, you know, take the time to recycle what they can at their curb. So a truck comes, they have a separate bin, you know, they put their plastics and metals and cardboard in there. One would always be just check your local municipality first and see what you can recycle. It does vary depending on who collects your recyclables. So that would be the first thing to do. If you don't know, you should get a mailer, usually at the beginning of the year, or you can call your local borough township and just say, hey, you know, where's the information I can find as to what stuff can I put in the bin? That would be a great first step if you're not already doing that. The second one we are trying to really promote is recycling your glass. Unfortunately, a lot of places that are at your curbside recycling no longer accept glass in the bin. There's a misnomer that that means that glass is not recyclable, which is completely false. Glass is incredibly recyclable, can be recycled over and over again. And we have a lot of opportunities for where glass can go in a region near the Pittsburgh area. So it's close to be taken from here to a new place, broken up into smaller pieces, and then shipped to make a new bottle and might end up, you know, back here in a couple months. So what we really suggest, if you cannot recycle glass in your curbside, there are a number of locations around Allegheny County that take glass pretty much all the time. You know, they're permanent sites. Folks can go on our website, the PRC.org that you mentioned, or, you know, they could give us a call to find out where those sites are. There is a list on our website. They vary by municipality. But it's a really easy thing. You just kind of have to get into the habit, having an extra container, stick your glass in there. And, you know, then once a month or however you need it, you have to make that extra commitment. You do have to drive it somewhere, but really it's worth it. And I think it's a small like investment for a big reward, at least for, you know, waste and the environment as that's concerned.
Yeah, 100%. Before you continue on, I want to make mention of something because you give me wonderful notes. This is crazy. I just read this statistic. It's a fact. We're talking with Sarah Alessio-Shea, the Deputy Director of Pennsylvania Resources Council, about suggesting and adopting some greener habits for the new year. The website is prc.org. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio for Sunday Magazine. So we were just talking about glass. It's 100% recyclable, okay? And it uses 70% less energy than creating glass from raw materials. And then this one really boggled my mind. In a landfill, glass takes 1 million years to degrade, yet a glass bottle can go from a recycling bin to a store shelf in 30 days. What? Like, that's
so
insane.
It shows that, yeah, just, okay, so all you need to do is take that little extra time to set your glass aside and then make that investment to drive, you know, maybe max 10 miles from your house to drop it off. And if you do that, that's the kind of return that we're getting from that. And so just trying to, you know, if you can kind of pick one thing, there's one option for you to, you know, start doing. And I think once people start doing it, then it just becomes kind of like what we're talking about. Then it just becomes a habit. And then they start, they're not going to throw that glass jar away. I'm just going to set it in this bin and, you know, it's pretty easy peasy. So hopefully folks are kind of maybe motivated or interested to kind of get started if they're not already doing that.
Yeah. And then I also see, before we get into the next way that we can go greener, I see that there's a free monthly recycling and waste reduction webinar.
Yeah. So PRC, our awesome education coordinator, Nancy Martin, does at least, you know, one monthly online. So it's webinar, no cost. And it's really just to kind of go back to basics to be like, okay, what can you put in your bin? A lot of the biggest questions she gets is on all the different kinds of plastics there are and what you can actually put in the bin. Because just the more educated you are, you know, the better you're going to be at ensuring that you are putting the proper things in your recycling bin. You're not throwing things that shouldn't be in there, or you're not missing materials like the glass or like other stuff that could easily be recycled. And maybe there are just some different ways. So folks can go on our website as well. If folks are on social media, we have a Facebook page. We, you know, post when our classes are going to be all the time on there. So, you know, we suggest people or just, you know, get in touch with us if you're interested or have just any questions. Really, a lot of times people just call to say, I have this. what do I do with it?
Yeah.
And we're happy to be that clearinghouse for the area to kind of support people to find, you know, safe and dispose, or I should say safe and responsible options for disposal.
Yeah. It's really good to know too, that it's right at your fingertips, right on the website. A lot of stuff that, you know, everyone can find out. Cause it seems like anytime I go into my garage or anytime I'm about to throw something away, I'm always like, yeah, ooh, I don't know about this one.
And that's what we're here to. I mean, this is like what we do. So we love all of, you know what I mean? And we understand that most people are not that invested necessarily in, you know, where their trash goes or where stuff. So like, let us be the experts, like, you know, feel free. Like, that's what we want. We want people to reach out, email, call, because we want to be that kind of guide to help people figure out, you know, what's the best, you know, use or best way to dispose of or recycle something.
Yeah, that's perfect. We're talking this morning to Sarah Alessio Shea, the Deputy Director at Pennsylvania Resources Council. It's Melanie Taylor on Sunday Magazine. This is Odyssey Radio. The website, prc.org. We're learning and adopting some more green habits for the new year. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about a zero waste lunch. Can you explain all this?
Yes. So this actually, you know, we started promoting this at my coworker, Nancy, our education coordinator, would do summer camps. And one of the things was for the kids was to, you know, focus and express to them, okay, if you're going to come, you know, you're going to eat lunch, look at how do you plan to bring a zero waste lunch? And what that means is at the end of your lunch, you don't have anything that you can't recycle or compost. So, you know, it makes you have to put a little bit of thought in it. Okay, what container am I bringing? Do I have, you know, Tupperware or whatever, something that, you know, is a reusable item? And then what types of stuff will I stick in there? Can I use, you know, silverware that I can take back home and wash? Can I make sure that, you know, I bring a reusable water bottle or whatever, you know, beverage I'm going to bring? And then I think the hardest part is the packaging. You know, everything comes in different kinds of packages and that can be tough. So it's kind of taking time to think about, you know, could I buy X, Y, or Z in one bulk glass or even plastic container? And then say it's applesauce, you want to bring applesauce. And instead of buying little individual applesauce cups, you know, that you're going to end up throwing away after each, can you buy one big glass jar of applesauce and then have smaller containers that you bring throughout the week? So it's just trying to kind of, as you're, I mean, and we, even at our house, we have two kids that we need to pack lunch for almost every, you know, almost every day they occasionally buy, but you know, it's still a battle for us because there's a lot of things that they like that, you know, like there's a lot of containers that are pouches and all that. And so, you know, it is a constant thing to kind of be thinking about and, you know, just taking a little extra time. And even if it's not completely zero waste, if you can kind of reduce, you know, one thing that you normally put in the lunch that would be disposable, can you start there and just, you know, pick one thing? And I think that's an easy way to jump into it. Then feeling like you have to go like full bore, you know, you can't have anything to throw away because it can be very challenging for sure. But, you know, we at PRC do a lot of work around zero waste. A lot of it deals with larger scale, like event-based programming, you know, which is you go to an arts festival and you look for bins where, you know, you can make sure you can recycle or compost. But I think this really goes back to the impact starts with each individual person. And so, you know, wherever you can make those impacts, however small, still adds up over time. If I'm packing my kids' lunch, how many, 180 days or, you know, whatever, a year, and I choose to do one, you know, less thing that's less waste, well, that's 180 less, you know, pouch juice boxes or whatever that would have gone in the trash. So trying to kind of frame it in that way, you know, and just trying to make like baby steps.
Yeah. That's absolutely amazing. Wow. We're talking this morning to Sarah Alessio Shea, Deputy Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council, PRC.org. It's Melanie Taylor on Sunday Magazine, Odyssey Radio. I would assume, though, Sarah, your mind is always going, especially with kids and especially at home, and you're thinking about, wait, waste? Wait, don't throw that away. Wait, give that to me. We can do something better with that. I'm sure your mind's always going a mile a minute.
Well, in looking at kind of the next habit, using the compost bin is one. And really, when I was younger, we didn't compost. I didn't know what composting was, like backyard composting. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And until I went to college and started working at PRC, now it's, you know, old hat, I understand it. But getting my kids to understand if they have a banana and there's a banana peel, okay, we stick it in this special container that we then bring outside to our backyard composting bin, and trying to get them in those kind of habits for sure. But yeah, thinking about what you generate, what you choose to buy, you know, is that something that will go in the trash? It's a lot. 'Cause you know, there's, you're constantly,
yeah,
you know,
thank
you, at a grocery store with a bunch of different, you know, choices, and, you know, just trying to kind of make the best choices you can. And like I said, kind of choosing, focusing on, you know, one or two things, and try not to get overwhelmed with like, oh, I got to go full bore zero waste or anything like that.
Yeah.
But composting is a great way. I will say if folks aren't aware of what it is,
yeah,
it's mainly.
Let's segue into that. Composting and rain barrel. I wanted to talk about that.
For composting, PRC does an adult education workshop where we teach people how to backyard compost. So they get a bin. It's like an 80-gallon black bin that they put outside in their backyards, and they learn what materials they can put in there. So it's things like leaves, grass clippings, lots of different types of food waste, fruit, eggshells, vegetables, coffee grounds, all that kind of stuff, with the idea of, you know, there's all that stuff that instead of setting that in your trash and it just going to sit in the landfill, it makes so much more sense to, all you have to do is, you know, walk it outside in your backyard, stick it in this bin, and it will break down, you know, over time. You can get great comp, great material for your garden. And then it just, like I said, it, even if you just want to reduce the amount of food waste and that kind of stuff you're putting in. But once again, folks can go to our website, they can see when the webinars are, and then they can come pick up a bin, you know, at their convenience at our offices. The other thing that we do is the rain barrels. And it's part of the class is really teaching folks about watershed awareness. You know, what are things we do that might be harming our rivers and streams? Is it chemicals we're using on our lawn? Is it something we're dumping down the drain that maybe we shouldn't be dumping down the drain? And with that education is also, you know, showing people how they can install a rain barrel that we provide to them with the workshop. And that whole idea is just, you know, instead of rain washing off your roof, down your downspout, and then just into the road, why not capture some of that? Mm. And then that way use that to water your, you know, plants around, you know, part of your house. Or, you know, one, it's saving you a little bit of money because you're not utilizing the water. And two, it's also very helpful to, if there's a really heavy rain and a whole bunch of, you know, water from all the houses around are kind of, you know, dumping water into the street or into the, you know, roadways directly, that's a lot of water at one time going into our, you know, sewer systems. And obviously in Pittsburgh, we've seen issues with flooding. So it's one way to help reduce the amount of water during a big storm that would flow into our sewer, or, you know, our sewers, because some of it's going to be captured on site. So there's multiple different reasons. And I keep mentioning Nancy also because she's awesome, but that, you know, she really gives a great overview of like, you know, why is this important? Why should I care to have a rain barrel? What, you know, what impact is it making? And I think it's the same thing for the compost bin. Both of them also are, you know, it's a, this, once again, it's a minimal investment or decision to make to do it. And then once you do it, it just becomes old, you know,
habit.
It's, yeah, it's just habit.
It's just part of your day. Yeah,
exactly. And they're not, or at least I don't see them as overly like a lot of barriers in the way or something that's going to end up taking up a lot of your time. You know, I think you can kind of be able to invest in this or, you know, kind of make a change, and you're not going to see that it's going to become, you know, something that's overly complicated whatsoever.
Right. We're talking this morning to Sarah Alessi-O'Shea, the Deputy Director at Pennsylvania Resources Council. And the website is so super easy. It's prc.org. We have about 6 minutes left this morning. I'm Melanie Taylor, and this is Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us. PRC is giving us some suggestions this morning, adopting some more greener habits, of course, in the new year. Let's circle to the last one. So what is this lens on litter, Sarah?
So the lens on litter has been a photo contest that PRC has done for decades. Whole idea around it, and PRC, you know, started as like a roadside blight litter organization. We started or invented the copyrighted the litter bug, like don't be a litter bug, back in the 50s. And that was a really big part of kind of the what PRC was and what our mission was, and was really looking at, you know, litter, blight, and scenic beauty. And so the Lens on Litter contest, the whole idea behind it is, making people like stop and look at the litter and just seeing. And it's not that we want, like, I don't think it's that, you know, we're trying to make litter right. seem like glamorous or anything from, but it's no. just really making it kind of artistic, but also just bringing attention to it.
Sure.
If folks have not heard about the contest or interested, we just announced our winners from this year. There are, you know, we give prizes of $500 for adult and student categories for our winners. And they're just, it's wonderful to see both the student and the adult. I mean, some of the student ones just were very impressive. There was one of Pittsburgh underneath the Rachel Carson Bridge looking into downtown. And unfortunately, there is litter along, you know, the river and yeah. just kind of, you know, juxtaposing how beautiful the city was. And it was a gorgeous morning with, unfortunately, this. So it's kind of just to kind of, yeah, bring attention to it. And so that's one way people can get involved. I will say, you know, in depending on where you live, there are so many great organizations whose mission is directly focused on cleaning up not only illegal dump sites like Allegheny Cleanways in the area, Friends of the Riverfront. They do a lot of work along the riverbanks cleaning up. So if you even want to get more into it beyond just taking a picture and want to make a larger impact, you know, obviously you can just clean up around your neighborhood. You don't need to be involved in any organization or event to do that. But you can also reach out to those organizations and others in the Pittsburgh area that do a lot of great hands-on work to just clean up,
yeah.
clean up our city.
Exactly. And I think right at PRC.org, you can find the 2021 Lens on Litter winning photos. There's a link there. So it's really cool to see, you know, what some people did.
Yeah, definitely check them out. My favorite was, I think it was the winner for the adult category, and it's a woman in a kayak, and there's a baby doll that they found. Anyways, if you should, everybody should go check it out because it's a good picture and it made me laugh. but it was just from folks doing a river cleanup. You know, they were out in their kayaks cleaning up along a river, and
yeah.
it's for anybody across the state of PA to participate in, you know, and just, you know, hopefully. Like the people in the kayak, not only did they take pictures of it, but they cleaned it up
right,
too.
Exactly.
So, which is awesome.
Super easy. We have about 4 minutes left. We're talking this morning to Deputy Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council, PRC, Sarah Alessio-Shea. It's Melanie Taylor, Sunday Magazine. This is Odyssey Radio. Thanks for joining us. The website is PRC.org. Two-part question. Say somebody would like to, one, donate their time, volunteer, with PRC, and also somebody's listening this morning and then would like to donate money, funds. How could they go about doing that? And are you always looking for volunteers? I know in this pandemic world, things have been different, but trying to look ahead for a more positive 2022.
Both of those easily can be done by going to our website. There's like a button right at the top of our website page where you can click donate. You know, whatever you'd be able to provide would be wonderful. I mean, PRC so greatly appreciates, you know, we are a 501c3 nonprofit. A lot of our funds, some of them come from individual donors, from foundations, and it really makes a big impact. And it's just really appreciated to see volunteers. We are. So the events that we do are hard to recycle, our household hazardous waste events, our Reuse Fest event. We are utilizing volunteers. And the first year during the pandemic, 2020, we really didn't. It was very slim. This year, you know, we've been able to and had people who were comfortable to come out. They are outside events. You know, you're not inside. You're not really in super close proximity to folks. So a lot of people seem pretty comfortable, you know, with doing something like that. So if that sounds like something you know, listening might be interested in, call us. Once again, check our website. There's a link for volunteers and how to, you know, you can also sign up just to be on like a volunteer notice. So that way, when a collection event's coming up, we'll send out an email to everybody on that list and say, hey, mm-hmm. just want to let you know, X is coming up here. If you want to volunteer, you know, please get in touch with us. And we couldn't, I mean, at our events, we see, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of cars come through, and we have a staff of, you know, 6-7 people in our Pittsburgh office. So we could not do those events without the support of, you know, volunteers willing to spend a Saturday with us in a parking lot.
That's really good to know. It really is. And circle back around. We have about 30 seconds left. Tell everybody again, now that you mentioned too, that it is a 501c3, exactly what Pennsylvania Resources Council is.
Right. We are a nonprofit organization statewide. Our big focus is resource conservation and waste reduction, really trying to support residents of this area to reduce pretty much the amount of material they're throwing in the trash and give them options for how to responsibly and properly recycle.
And you're saying too, like, if anybody has a question, because I said this earlier in the interview, like when I walk through my garage and, oh my goodness, those paint cans and those computers and that television set, if there's any questions, usually at the website or at the phone number, people can call to ask directly, what should I do to recycle this?
Yeah, they can call our number. We have an info@prc.org email. People can use that if they, you know, prefer that over phone. To email us a question about, you know, recycling, and we'll, you know, try to get back within, you know, a few short days with an answer. But no, we're happy to be, you know, we've done the research. We've been involved in this area for a long time. You know, we have that information and we're happy to give it to you. So don't feel like you got to stress and try to search for it. Just give us a call.
Perfect. Well, it's been nothing but a pure pleasure. Again, this morning, Sarah from Pennsylvania Resources Council. Thank you for joining me on Sunday Magazine.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.